Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspiration on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being, unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit? If so, I'm thrilled to invite you to my program, the Holistic Wellness Transformation Coaching Program. My one-to-one coaching program is a comprehensive and individualized approach to help you improve your overall well-being. As a holistic wellness coach, I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey to attain balance and harmony in all areas of your life. With personalized coaching sessions, I'll offer guidance and support throughout your wellness journey, starting with a thorough holistic assessment. We'll dive into your past, habits, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and patterns that may be holding you back and no longer serving you. This assessment forms the foundation for your customized wellness plan. Together, we'll explore the 8 foundational elements of wellness to ensure you feel balanced and aligned with your goals and your values. This program goes beyond the surface, providing you with mental and emotional support. I will help you to manage stress, anxiety, and other challenges such as perfectionism and people-pleasing, offering techniques and strategies to enhance your resilience and your skills. The benefits of this program cannot be overstated. I'll be there every step of the way to support you in achieving balance and harmony in your life, manage stress, and improve your emotional well-being. Nurture healthy connections, create lasting, healthy habits, achieve your goals, and gain confidence in your ability to transform your life. Join me on this journey to holistic wellness. You could go to my website to check out my various packages, and you could go to my Calendly link found in the show notes to schedule a free 30-minute consultation call where we will go over the 8 core areas of wellness, as well as your goals and your dream life. Reach out and let's get started on your wellness journey so you can finally live the life you want. Hello, this is episode number 146, and today I have a fascinating episode for you. I am speaking with Amanda Cole all about hypnotherapy. Now, this was really interesting because I honestly didn't know that much about hypnotherapy besides the kind of, I guess, stereotypical idea of the magician at the magic show making people kind of quack like a duck or bark like a dog or like touch their toes or something like that. I don't know, something weird. But I went in college, there was a magician on our campus and he did hypnotherapy and he called up a bunch of people to the stage, I think like 4 or 5 people, and he made them do crazy things like that. I can't remember exactly, but I remember specifically he made them believe that they were pregnant. So yeah, kind of funny. And that's probably what you think of when you think about hypnotherapy, right? But Amanda is here today to kind of dispel those myths and teach us more about hypnotherapy that I had no idea about. So Amanda explains in our conversation that hypnotherapy is actually similar to talk therapy, which I had no idea. And she describes it as a really powerful healing modality and as a way to kind of tap into your subconscious to shift your perspective and your mindset and to kind of shift those negative thoughts, that negative self-talk, those limiting beliefs, to address those beliefs, behaviors, patterns that may no longer be serving you. So this was really interesting to learn about, and I think you're really going to like this episode and learn a lot just like I did. Because if you're anything like me, again, you didn't know that much about hypnotherapy and think about the stereotypical magician when you hear hypnotherapy. But it is so much more than that, and it is actually a powerful healing modality. Who knew? Not me. So I'm so glad that Amanda is here today to teach us all about hypnotherapy. Help me welcome her.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to speak with you today because today we are talking about something that we've never talked about on the podcast before. We're talking about hypnotherapy, so I'm really excited. And to get us started, I would love if you can introduce yourself, tell us who you are, how you got to where you are today. Just share your story with us.
Yeah, of course. So my name's Amanda. I am a registered and accredited hypnotherapist. I'm based in the UK, but I work internationally online. I tend to predominantly work with women, kind of tenacious female founders and CEOs to forever kind of reframe their subconscious beliefs and unlock their inner certainty to create kind of impact in their life and businesses. I've got quite a long kind of story, I guess, to how I got into everything, but I've been qualified as a hypnotherapist since 2013. So it was 10 years this year. But my journey was very much in the corporate world for a long time. I was in corporate events for 13 plus years, but I'd always had such a real deep-rooted interest in kind of holistic and health and well-being, especially geared towards women. I did a lot of things on the side with my corporate job, and it wasn't until I really discovered hypnotherapy that I was like, I found my calling. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm really passionate about. So I qualified. Unfortunately, did get caught back up in corporate life for a while. Just the circumstances weren't quite right to be able to go out on my own. It wasn't until then I had my little boy, who's now 6, that I discovered hypnobirthing, and it completely reignited all of my passions and excitement and, yeah, just interest in everything holistic. And obviously hypnobirthing is all combined within hypnotherapy. So it really did reignite that spark. Then COVID hit and the pandemic meant that the events industry really did come to an end overnight. And a lot of us all got made redundant, you know, everybody was losing their jobs. And it was kind of a now or never moment for me. It was, do I, you know, step back into the comfort zone of corporate life, or do I really follow my passions and, you know, wanting to help people and use my hypnotherapy to do that? And so I did. So at the end of 2020, when everybody was saying, is it a really good idea to start a business now? But at the end of 2020, I took that leap, took the plunge and started doing the hypnotherapy effectively full time. I am a mum of 2 also. I had my little girl in August 2021. So she has just turned 2. So it is a little bit of a juggle with 2 children. But yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. I absolutely love what I do. I love seeing the amazing transformations that I get to witness in my clients. And it's just so fulfilling.
Oh, very cool. Thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. To dive deep into that, can you start off by telling us what hypnotherapy is and how it works?
Yeah, sure. So hypnotherapy is actually a really effective form of talk therapy. And so many other people, you know, they've heard of counseling, psychotherapy, but hypnotherapy is super effective. And we try and say, you know, the emphasis really is on therapy. And there's, I think we're slightly coming out of the misconception of what it is. I think so many people recognize it as that stage hypnosis for entertainment purposes. And people think that, oh, they're going to make me, you know, cluck like a chicken or something like that. And it's completely removed from that. The emphasis really is on the therapy side. And it's working within the subconscious to be able to reframe your thoughts. So it's all about breaking those negative patterns. Again, so many people don't realize that actually over 90% of our day-to-day actions is controlled by our subconscious, because that is where all of our beliefs, habits, behaviors, our values, past experiences, you know, our entire personality to an extent is all stored within the subconscious. And it's very difficult to shift anything within yourself without actually digging deep and altering it within the subconscious. So it's very much a case of unlearning certain thoughts and beliefs and behaviors and relearning new ones. And that's basically what hypnotherapy is and how it does work. A lot of hypnotherapists use different methods, same in other forms of therapy, but I like to use a four-step kind of methodology, and we work around clarifying and releasing, restoring, and then healing. And I just find that that's such a nice, easy way to explain it to people in how it works and the process that they're going to be going through.
Okay, great. This is very interesting. Thank you so much for explaining all of this to us. Would you be able to kind of walk us through a session? Like, what would we be able to expect coming into hypnotherapy?
I think most hypnotherapists, I mean, we're relatively informal and laid back, and it's actually a really relaxing experience. It's that amazing time for you and just giving yourself that space. And the thing is, hypnotherapy is amazing because it can be online or in person. And, you know, it's so convenient in the sense that it can work online. You don't necessarily have to see me, just have to listen to what I'm saying. And it's so good to be able to build that rapport either online or in person. But you can expect the results. This is the thing. And with any form of therapy, potentially it could take months or years. But hypnotherapy is well known to be quick working. And it's amazing to be able to come in and just do maybe like six sessions and you can be on the other side of it already. But you have to want to do it and you have to be committed as well. So that is an expectation that me as the hypnotherapist would always have. You know, the client would want to do it and be committed. And it's all about getting the subconscious on board, because if there's even an inkling of you not really wanting to make those changes, then it's not going to be as effective. Describing in how it feels, again, I think there's always a misconception that people are going to be asleep or, you know, something like that. But it's kind of, if you've ever done a guided meditation, it's really similar. You're kind of in that meditative state. So somewhere between awake and asleep, you know, that really lovely drowsy state where you're feeling super relaxed, you're still in full control. And we do always try and put that across to people that we cannot make you do anything you don't want to do, which is why the state hypnosis, not to burst anybody's bubble, but it isn't really like that. A lot of that is for entertainment. So we can't make you do anything that you don't want to do. You're in full control the whole time. But within a session, we can take you through different types of relaxation techniques, and we call them deepeners as well. Often we will walk you down a flight of steps, or you could be floating, you know, and it's a lot of guided imagery along with the specific language of the relaxation techniques. And it's just a really lovely time. I mean, really, there's not a lot for the client to do other than just lay back and enjoy some time for you. And then it would be the hypnotherapist talking through those specific suggestions and starting to release what we don't want anymore, release what's no longer serving you, and then beginning to then restore and rebuild and reframe those positive thoughts. That's very much it in a nutshell. There's a little bit more to it, but that's the general gist of, yeah, what to expect and how it might feel.
Great. And so it sounds like there's a lot of benefits to hypnotherapy, and it sounds like it's pretty tailored to your specific clients. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. So I would say the majority of hypnotherapists do a lot of personalized work. Me in particular, I wouldn't do anything generic because you're not going to get those same real tangible results. So the main benefits really is to really pinpoint and target those thoughts and behaviors that are causing you, you know, the issues and that you want to change. And that's where that kind of first step in the clarifying really comes in. And it's really about digging down deep into those underlining issues, just rather than focusing on the top layer. And it's about kind of peeling back those layers, because so many people will come and say, I feel stressed out, which is kind of the top layer issue. But what we need to do is peel back those layers and dig down as to why they're feeling stressed. But often it's not the stress itself, it's their responses to the stress, their reactions to it. And then there's a reason as to why they respond and why they react in that way. And actually, it's that we need to reframe rather than the actual stressing itself. So it's super interesting. We talk about it all day. It's really, really interesting, the whole clarifying part of why they're there and what those real deep-rooted issues are. And that's such a massive benefit, because that self-reflection and the work that you do with me, it really opens it up, you know, to look at yourself in a different way and to get to know yourself so much better. And it is that opportunity to restore, you know, those internal beliefs about yourself and the world. And as I said earlier, it's just, yeah, it's effective and long-lasting because we're working in the subconscious. You know, it's not just those conscious thoughts you're having, which can easily be changed by the external environment that you're in. Working within the subconscious, you know, once those thoughts are reframed, they're reframed forever. It's very much kind of moving into the neuroscience of it.
Yeah, this is very fascinating. And that's all really good to know, that there's a lot of benefits. So what kind of specific benefits are you seeing, or what are kind of the effects that hypnotherapy is having on improving somebody's mental health?
I think it does come back to really addressing those underlying issues, you know, rather than focusing on the top level things that people are coming for, and then being able to reframe those, you know, in the subconscious. And it's that that's making all the difference. The fact that you are having that opportunity to open the door to your subconscious. And a lot of the time things are stored in there that you don't remember, you don't know about. And it comes out within the hypnotherapy sessions, you know, or it comes out in your dreams after, or you'll remember things afterwards. And it is about letting go of those more limiting beliefs that you may have, and those negative habits that you're having, or negative behaviors, which is always going to have a massive improvement on mental health, just purely being able to let go of those things that are not serving you in the best way. And I mean, there's every client is different. It's very individualized, but some of the recent people that I've been working with, I mean, it's a lot around quieting your inner critic, you know, and everybody has it. We all have that little voice that tells us that we can't do something, we're not good enough, and who would listen to you, you know, all of that kind of imposter syndrome coming in as well. And recently I've been working with a few people around just letting go of those thoughts and quieting that inner critic voice, and being able to focus on all of the positive suggestions, you know, and being able to really focus on, I can do it. And again, it's great to be able to say kind of affirmations on a daily basis, but realistically, a lot of that is just going into the conscious mind. You know, we're not really rewiring the subconscious. And I think overcoming anxiety, overcoming stress and fears in kind of moving yourself forward, a lot of that is really present at the moment. And I've been noticing that a lot since COVID. A lot of people have been coming with stress and anxiety around, you know, their lifestyle or their work or parenthood. You know, and actually when we dig down a little bit deeper, there's been quite a lot of stuff happening that's been triggered by COVID. So actually, it all comes full circle. And all of that leads you to a much more improved mental state. Yeah, 100%.
That makes a lot of sense. And so if somebody comes to you and they do have these limiting beliefs, these self-imposed blocks, this inner critic, how would you go about helping them to kind of release those things? How does that look in hypnotherapy?
I mean, it is a very individualized process. It really does depend on why they're coming. And like I said earlier, it's very much walking them through that four-step process. So initially we would have, you know, a couple of hours really digging down, and it's a case of asking the right questions and getting that information from them, because a lot of the time people are talking about things or answering the questions and things will come out that they're not noticing. And it's really for us to do as therapists to read in between the lines and have a look at what they're saying, how they're saying it. And quite often people don't pick up on, you know, some of the things that are real key to how they're thinking. So that's kind of the first step. And then it's really personalizing and creating and designing their treatment program in a way, and however many sessions they would potentially need. And again, leading them through that process of beginning to release. I've been doing quite a bit of inner child work as well recently. And, you know, so much of the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, you know, all beliefs that we have about the world, so much of it is concocted within childhood. You know, we're not born with fears. We're not born with any preconceived notions. They're developed throughout our life, throughout our childhood, especially. And quite a few people have realized, if they've done their own self-reflection, a lot of people come to me who have already done a lot of self-development and self-work, and they've realized that actually they're having these limiting beliefs or blocks around something in particular, because it stems back to their relationship with their parents or a particular event when they were a child or something like that. So it's so interesting to look and see how people's personalities and people's kind of inner workings are formed, really. But, you know, we take them on that journey and do that inner work and that clarity to begin with before we then start releasing. And we do that within inner child work as well, being able to allow that inner child to release that conflict that they're having, or to allow them to feel safe and loved and comforted by you now as the adult. And it is so, so powerful. And moving on through that, we then kind of look at that restoring, you know, we restore that self-belief in you, that faith, you know, the all of the good stuff to know that you can do whatever it is, you know, whether it is break a habit, whether it is, you know, become healthier, move forward in your business, you know, anything that life is throwing at you, it's all possible.
Yeah, that sounds very powerful. I love how you're explaining all of this and all of the benefits. It's so fascinating. Are you able to just briefly explain to us your 4-step methodology or process so that we kind of know what that means and what that looks like?
Yeah, sure. So it's the framework that I use. And really it is. It's basically the step one within that kind of first initial couple of weeks of really identifying what those issues are, that peeling back the layers and digging down deep into, you know, what is really the underlying layer of why people are coming to me with this particular issue. And then following on from that, we will do the release work. And it is basically releasing those limiting beliefs or habits, behaviors, you know, whatever it is that is blocking them. And again, we do that really powerfully with a lot of really quite creative guided imagery, whether it be writing something on a piece of paper and throwing it into a fire, whether it be associating those thoughts or beliefs to an object. I do quite a lot of visuals around rocks and pebbles and throwing them into a lake and watching them sink. You know, it's all about releasing and letting them go. So that's kind of the second step. The third step would then be the restoring and rebuilding. I do a really lovely one around kind of self-worth, because so often, and women especially, so much of the time, the underlining reasons for a lot of the top layer issues that people come for is just a general lack of self-worth, just not feeling good enough, which unfortunately has stemmed in some ways from childhood. And so being able to rebuild that self-worth, just an example, I've got one where we are planting the seed of self-worth, and you plant it, you watch it grow, you nurture it, allow it to flourish, you know, and it's all very kind of deep analogies and metaphors and everything, but it's all such lovely imagery. And when you're in that kind of slower brain waves where you're super relaxed within that hypnosis, it's all going in and rewiring your brain to basically move through the old negative and move into the new positive. So that's kind of where the rebuilding and the restoring comes in. And then I like to do the last few weeks of healing. So it really is being able, again, because women just tend to be stuck in that kind of doing and not allowing themselves that space, that just letting go and relaxing, you know, that they quite often need to. And it's really trying to focus around the self-care, the self-love, that self-compassion and forgiveness as well, whether it's forgiving other people or forgiving yourself for whatever you've been working through. And healing, I think, is actually one of the most important steps, because it just brings it all kind of full circle as well, and just makes it, yeah, so much more, you know, compatible with everything that you then want to do moving forward in your life. So yeah, that's kind of the four steps of what I would work them through.
Thank you so much for explaining that. That's really good to know. And that gave me a really good idea of how you work and how you work with people. So you said there's a few weeks here, there's a few weeks there. Do you have a typical time frame that you work with for each person, or is it by topic or issue they're kind of tackling? Like, what's the time frame that you work with?
Everyone's slightly different. It's really, I wouldn't do less than 6 sessions plus the kind of clarity. So 2 hours of kind of clarity, and then maybe like 6 1-hour sessions. We can go up to 12 1-hour sessions, but as I said, it's such a quick therapy. You don't need to be doing it. You know, it's really powerful. So anything between kind of 6 and 12 weeks.
Perfect. Okay, great. Amanda, this has been so informative, so cool, so fascinating to hear about, because it's really something that I didn't really know much about. So I really appreciate you coming on and explaining this to us. Do you have any words of advice or wisdom for people that are stuck, they are struggling with these limiting beliefs, these self-imposed blocks, that inner critic, and that haven't really heard of hypnotherapy or didn't know what it was before we spoke today, and now they're kind of considering it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a bit nervous maybe about giving it a go, I definitely try the guided meditations first, because it's such a similar experience. I mean, the real difference between the two is, you know, you're having that tangible outcome with hypnotherapy, whereas you're just finding that stillness in a guided meditation. But yeah, if you're a bit nervous, not sure, then maybe try some of those. I mean, there are plenty of hypnotherapists out there. Make sure you're looking for one that is registered and accredited as well. But I think the main thing is to just give it a try. It's not anything scary. I always say it's not a game changer, it's a life changer. So it can really change your life in as little as 6 weeks. So yeah, I think my advice would be entertain it, give it a go.
Definitely sounds worth it. Definitely piqued my interest for sure after hearing you talk about this. Like I said, I didn't know that much about it. So it just sounds really, really powerful. This has been amazing, Amanda. I would love if you can share where everyone can find you.
Yeah, sure. I tend to hang out actually on LinkedIn, or I'm on Instagram as well. And I've got my website. So everything's always at Amanda Cole Hypnotherapy. So whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram, and my website is the same as well. So just www.amandacolehypnotherapy.com.
All right, perfect. And everyone, I am going to put all of Amanda's links in the show notes, so definitely go check her out. Amanda, thank you so much for being here today and explaining all of this to us. It's been super, super educational and informative. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
I really hope that you liked this episode and gained a lot of value from it. If you did like this episode, please share it on social media. You can tag me at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you do enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to keep bringing on amazing guests. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/The Wellness Project with Des to show your support. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. I would love to extend an invite to you to become a part of my community. You can do this through Facebook, where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights, any aha moments, any thoughts or ideas you would like to contribute. You can contribute in the discussion taking place in my Facebook group, and it's a great place to connect with me because I am in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. You can find the group at facebook.com/groups/AccordingToDes, and that link will also be in the show notes. You can also check out more of what I'm doing on my website, AccordingToDes.com. You'll find a lot of wellness blogs, written interviews, detailed podcast show notes, and my shop, where you will be able to find workshops, my self-care course, digital downloads, ebooks. There's a lot going on my website, so make sure you check that out at AccordingToDes.com. And while you're there, join my email list to stay in the know about what I have going on and available for you. When you sign up, you will get your free ebook, The 5 Stress Reduction Techniques to Help You Feel More Relaxed. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you next week. So until then, I hope you have a calm and peaceful week.